producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour today. We're going to be talking about Marco Roboto, and we're going to look at Rubio versus Rubio. Remember that Phyllis Schlafly was one of the first people to support him in his campaign for Senate. Many people thought that he was going to be a Tea Party candidate. In other words, somebody who was going to support limited government. We saw just the opposite happen. Rubio ran as a conservative, then governed as an establishment player, betraying the very people who had supported him. As a matter of fact, as part of the Gang of Eight, he was chosen to be the one who was going to placate and mollify the conservatives who would oppose open borders. And we've seen this kind of betrayal over and over again. We're going to look in detail at what his robotic response, this little 25-second soundbite that he had. Of course, it was very important because it revealed the method of manipulating people. But also what he said about Obama, and then what he said about the TPP, as we had Richard Rees on last hour talking about that. I want to break that down in a little bit more detail about what both he and Trey Gowdy said. We're also going to look at the back-and-forth exchange and the debate between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump on eminent domain. That is a very important issue. It's one I think that Donald Trump is very wrong on. But, of course, it was also interesting to see how Jeb Bush didn't really understand the issue at all. He was told to attack Donald Trump on this issue, but he was absolutely clueless about what he was talking about. We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to take a look at the moves to come after Hillary Clinton. Is she going to be indicted? Many people are now calling for the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to step aside and let somebody who isn't so politically connected take a look at this. What will happen if she moves aside? But most importantly, we're going to be covering the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. It's going to be the very first primary in the nation. Of course, we had the Iowa caucus. It's a little bit different. This is going to be a straight up and down vote, but it isn't going to be exactly as straight up and down as you may think. And those variances in that may work out to Donald Trump's advantage. Anybody that doesn't get 10% or more, those votes will go to the winner. So the takeaway of this is not really a vote total. It really is the number of delegates that you get in each one of these contests. And, of course, the contests that are going to be happening up until about the middle of March, delegates are awarded proportionally. After that, it's a winner-take-all situation. But by that time, we're going to have well over 40% of the states will have voted. There's going to be a massive primary on Super Tuesday, March the 1st. But tomorrow is the very first New Hampshire primary. We're going to be covering it live with the InfoWars Nightly News crew. We're going to give you the breakdown and analysis as that happens. But we're also going to take a look at the policies of some of these other candidates in terms of the open borders. We're going to take a look at what Donald Trump is saying about economic issues. I think that there is a very strong case to be made for Trump on that one issue alone. I think he's the only candidate who is going to come out against the TPP. And again, I've not been a supporter of Donald Trump, and I don't support him on virtually most of the issues. I was a supporter of Rand Paul. I support individual liberty. Rand Paul was the only candidate who was really talking about the security state, the massive police state that's been created in the wake of 9/11. And, of course, he has now dropped out of the race. Nobody is taking up that issue. Do you think that any of these establishment candidates, any of these governors or senators who are remaining, care about the surveillance state, care about the massive buildup of the police? No, none of them do. As a matter of fact, it's a contest for the Republicans to brag about who's going to step it up the quickest. And, of course, it's not any different on the Democrat side either. Hillary Clinton, the person who cannot keep her own emails secret as the Secretary of State, is also going to clamp down on you. She's going to perpetuate this surveillance state in a way that you can't imagine. Bernie Sanders, do you think he's really any different about this? He says that he is, but I don't think he is either. So, really, the one issue that I see coming up is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Interestingly enough, both Sanders and Trump have opposed it. Can you believe them? We're going to take a look at some 30-year-old interviews from Donald Trump and what he said about trade policy.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves.
I basically had my gallbladder out within the last 9 months. Needed to get my digestive system working correctly again. So I stumbled on the X2.
When we look at a product like Survival Shield nascent iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years.
I needed to detox, basically. I started taking X2 first for about 7 days, and then I did the detox.
I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know.
I noticed significant change in my digestive flow. I was, like, really more natural.
Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this final hour of the Alex Jones radio broadcast. We're going to take a look at the exchange back and forth between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. I think it's very telling. This is a very important issue, eminent domain. It's not just something that the establishment has trotted out to go after Donald Trump. It is an important issue. Of course, it is in the Constitution. We have the allowance of taking of private land for public use in the Constitution. I don't agree with that. I think that's one place where the Constitution needs to be changed, but we need to go through the process of amending the Constitution. It's just like if you don't agree with the Second Amendment, liberals, you don't get to ignore that. You need to change the Constitution. So I don't agree with the Constitution on eminent domain. I don't think it's necessary, as a matter of fact. Donald Trump says that it's necessary. He says it's an absolute necessity for a country. You wouldn't have roads, you wouldn't have hospitals, you wouldn't have anything, he says. You wouldn't have schools or bridges, and you wouldn't have the Keystone Pipeline. Oh, but see, the Keystone Pipeline is taking property for private use. Not only is it taking it for private use, it's taking it for the private use of a Canadian corporation. TransCanada is the one that is building the Keystone Pipeline. And they're the ones who are coming in and telling people who have had farms in their families for many generations, some of them over 100 years, sorry, we're taking your property and we're going to pay you whatever we feel like paying you. We've seen this happen with the National Park Service coming in and putting pressure on people, taking their property, bragging about the fact that one individual, remember when we played that clip, one individual who was retiring from one location and moving to another, they said, look, she's taken 110,000 acres in this location. She is the acquisition queen. Then they talked about how they didn't have the money to get a particular piece of property that belonged to a couple of miners, two little old men, they said, who had fought in World War II. They said the property had appraised at $40 million, but they were going to take it, and they found a way to take it for $2.5 million. Not $40 million, but $2.5. Then they bragged about the fact, yeah, we're the land people. We're the bad guys. We take people's property, and we always pay less than it's worth. And we look at this, I have to say, can't we do better than this? Even for the taking of public lands. Look at what happens in China. Of course, we had these articles in the last year, several cases in China. One here from The Guardian talking about a Chinese house that became an internet sensation after being left in the middle of a highway because its elderly owners refused to move out. Finally, they reached an agreement and it was demolished. This was a case of a 67-year-old duck farmer and his wife. They refused to sign an agreement allowing it to be demolished. This resulted in authorities building a planned road around the building. And so when you look at this picture here, if you're watching the broadcast, you can see the picture of the building left in the middle of the road. That's not the only time this has happened in China. Why is it that communist China respects private property more than the American government? That's the bottom line. They continued to negotiate with him, and finally he said, all right, I'm willing to move. But this has become so common. The Chinese have come up with a term for this. They call them nail houses, is what that their word for this means. It's a reference to how they stick out like nails out of the roads. They say nail houses are becoming an increasingly common sight during the country's rapid urbanization. And you can look at other articles, this link that I gave you guys, the China's nail houses, the homeowners who refuse to budge. This is from CNN. There's a picture of 11 different houses left smack dab in the middle of the road. Now, it's an inconvenience, but it doesn't kill the government project. But why should we allow the government to take preeminence over our individual property? But this goes even beyond whether or not we should allow eminent domain for public use. We talk about it for private use, and of course, this was a Supreme Court case that happened up in Connecticut, Kellogg versus New London. This was a case where some smaller businessmen were being driven out of business by a larger businessman who wanted their property for his use. He said, look, it's going to generate more property taxes, so he went to the local government there and said, let's take this property. I promise that I will build a larger building there. Should a bigger business have superior property rights to somebody who has a smaller business? Should a bigger business have superior property rights to an individual who has a home? That is the principle that is involved here. And once the Supreme Court made, I believe, an invalid decision, an unconstitutional decision, saying that because eminent domain for public use is allowed in the Constitution, then you could say that, well, if the public is going to get greater tax revenue, then we'll call that public use and we'll let somebody have this for their own private property. See, we should be opposing that. We should be opposing the idea that big corporations are going to get subsidies from the small guys, that they're going to have special property rights that the rest of us don't possess. And when you don't do that, you allow a multinational corporation like TransCanada to come in and take property, a Canadian corporation, taking property from American citizens to build their pipeline. I don't care about the economic, about the environmental or economic issues of the Keystone Pipeline until you get past this eminent domain issue. I am not going to ever support taking private property for a Canadian corporation. Let's play this back and forth here because it says something about Jeb Bush as well when he comes after Donald Trump. Let's play a clip of this from the debate.
What Donald Trump did was use eminent domain to try to take the property of an elderly woman on the strip in Atlantic City. That is not public purpose. That is downright wrong. Here's the problem with that. The problem was it was to tear down. It was to
Jeb
tear
wants
down.
To be, he wants to be a tough guy.
Down,
he wants to be a tough guy.
It was to tear down.
I didn't
the
take
house,
the property.
And the net
I,
result
I
was you tried.
I didn't
and
take
you
the
lost
property.
In the court.
The woman ultimately didn't want to do that. I
that is not
away,
true.
And
the simple fact is to turn this into a limousine parking lot for his casinos is not a public use. And in Florida, based on what we did, we made that impossible. It is part of our Constitution. That's the better approach. That is the conservative approach.
Mr. Trump, take 30 seconds.
Well, let me just, you know, he wants to be a tough guy. A lot of times, you'll have, and it doesn't work very well with
how tough is it
a
to
lot
take
of times,
property
you,
from an elderly
talk,
woman?
Let me talk quiet.
How tough
a lot
is
of
it?
Times, a lot of times, that's all of his donors and special interests out there. So,
yeah, he's right. There was a rigged audience at that
event. Let me just tell you,
event.
We needed tickets. You can't get them. You know who has the tickets for the, I'm talking about to the television audience? Donors, special interests, the people that are putting up the money. Who it is? The RNC told us we have all donors in the audience, and the reason they're not loving me, the reason they're not loving me is I don't want their money. I'm going to do the right thing for the American public. I don't want their money. I don't need their money. And I'm the only one up here that can say that. Eminent domain.
Now, here's the key.
Keystone Pipeline. Do you consider that a private job?
I consider it a public use.
No, let me ask you, Jeb. Do you consider the Keystone Pipeline
use.
Private?
It's
is it public
use.
Or private?
It's a public use.
Oh, really? A public use? No,
yeah.
It's a private job.
It's a public
it's
use.
It's a private
established
job.
By the courts, federal, state.
You
courts.
Wouldn't have
no,
the
it's
Keystone
not.
Pipeline.
Okay, let's stop it at that point.
So badly
now, what happened with this? If you were looking at the news as Drudge had it, people were calling for Jeb to deliver a knockout punch to Trump. So what they did was they handed Jeb this hammer. They said, hit him with eminent domain. Jeb, being Jeb, had no idea what he was talking about. When he comes in and he defends the Keystone Pipeline as being for public use, it's not. It's private use. And the Keystone Pipeline is, I think, the ultimate example, because here we're looking at eminent domain that is happening on a national level. Jeb Bush had talked about how they had set up something in the Florida State Constitution to control eminent domain being used, being abused by for private use. That is the right way to do it. We need to nullify this bad clause in the Constitution at the state level. Fine. Nevertheless, Jeb Bush doesn't understand, or at least he won't say it, that the Keystone Pipeline is for private use. I guess he doesn't want to offend the Koch brothers that he's so desperately trying to get their support as a donor. They're the ones who are supporting this along with TransCanada, and it is absolutely criminal that conservatives would support the taking of private property by a Canadian corporation. But of course, Jeb Bush didn't just stop there. He continued to come after Donald Trump the next day, and we've got an article on Infowars.com. Jeb Bush says, I will not blame Obama for anything. As a matter of fact, he got a bit of applause for that. They were talking about how Jeb Bush is no longer Mr. Nice Guy. This was an article where they said he's not going to take it anymore. They said his performance is so animated, it almost justified the exclamation point in his logo. And they said in front of about 200 people, he was yelling and screaming at everybody. They said it was a big difference. Remember just a few days ago where he was laying down his talking points, where he was talking about how strong he was going to be as president. And then he stopped and very sheepishly said, please clap. Please clap. Everybody clap for him. Well, he wasn't doing that. He was exasperated because he is getting at the end of his rope. There was one headline that said, the last days of Jeb Bush's last stand. And it could very well be what happens to him in the aftermath of New Hampshire. We're going to be covering the New Hampshire primary tomorrow night. We're going to be doing it live with the InfoWars Nightly News crew. We're going to break it down for you. And one of the key things that's going to come out of that tomorrow night, of course, we're seeing the establishment playing expectation games with Donald Trump, saying, well, if he doesn't win by an amount that we have predetermined, then we're going to pronounce him a loser. That's the kind of expectation games they like to play. But of course, the reality is that if the candidates get less than 10% tomorrow night, and that could be somebody like Jeb Bush, all the candidates who get less than 10%, their percentage will be totaled up, and that will be given to the winner. Here's how this works. NPR breaks it down. They say, look, there's 20 delegates at stake in the New Hampshire primary tomorrow night. And this is how it could break down. If Trump gets 31%, Rubio 16%, Kasich 12, Cruz 12, they would get 6, 3, 2, and 2 delegates. Each of them would get delegates based on their proportionment. But then if you have Bush getting 9, Christie getting 5, Fiorina getting 5, Carson getting 3, you add those up, that's 22%. Those 22% of delegates, because all of those people were below 10% each, all of their delegates would go to the winner, who would be Donald Trump. So instead of getting 6 delegates, Donald Trump would get 10. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at something that I agree with Donald Trump on, and that is his 19th century foreign policy.
You woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be taking your phone calls in the next segment. Let me give you that number. That's 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. 259-9231 if you want to join in on what we're talking about. Before I get back to politics, I want to let you know about the new product that we've introduced at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, that's how we support the operation here, is with the health products that we produce for you. We have Anthroplex. It's a twice-daily pill formulation for men. This works synergistically with Super Male Vitality, and right now we have a synergistic sell going on. You can get both of them together, and you get 15% off and free shipping. That's when you buy the synergistic duo of Anthroplex, our new product, and Super Male Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthroplex works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients you've been asking for. It is a newly balanced blend of other organic herbs formulated to help restore your masculine foundation to stimulate vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. And again, you can try that as well as get Super Male Vitality together, 15% off and free shipping. And we have free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. And that special that we have with the new product Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality together for 15% off, that only runs through this Wednesday. And then that sale will be ending. Again, that sale will be ending on Wednesday. You can get it right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I was just talking about eminent domain, the back and forth between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. And again, Jeb Bush, you almost feel sorry for him because he's so clueless about things. He's still using his line, of course, about the fact that he did so many lying vetoes that they called him Vito Corleone, but he is really more like Fredo, if you know what I mean. Okay, so when he's talking back and forth with Donald Trump, when he's attacking him for eminent domain, he is absolutely clueless, or at least he won't admit, that the Keystone Pipeline is eminent domain for private use. Donald Trump is aware of that. He supports it, I'm sad to say, but at least he knows what's going on. But there was an article, and I quoted a little bit of it in the last segment from the Daily Beast that I thought was really pretty funny. Fear the wrath of Jeb. And they were talking about how frustrated Jeb Bush got over the weekend. After the debate, he was so upset he just wasn't going to take it anymore. So he was yelling and screaming about how he's going to change things and say, look, I'm not going to blame it on Obama anymore. Of course, we have an article on InfoWars.com from Kit Daniels talking about that. But then he goes on to Donald Trump. He yells at him. He yells at a questioner. He yells at a reporter who's in the room. He's going after everybody. When he goes after Donald Trump, he yells, and this is a great line from the Daily Beast. They say, Donald Trump, you're the loser, concluded Jeb, with all the energy of a nerdy, hormonal student yelling at an absent bully. It seemed cathartic. That's basically sums it up. That is what Jeb Bush is, a nerdy hormonal student. And he's okay to yell at Donald Trump when Donald Trump's not there. But as I pointed out in the last segment, and we're going to be covering the New Hampshire primaries tomorrow night live with InfoWars Nightly News, it may be the ultimate irony that if Jeb Bush doesn't get more than 10% in the New Hampshire primary, all of his votes will go to Donald Trump and the associated delegates. Ooh, wouldn't that be painful? He's going to be yelling if that happens. Let me tell you, one of the things that we need to be concerned about, I think, is, of course, Jeb Bush likes to portray his open border policy as a policy of love. But let me read to you what he really wants to do. He says, I have a plan to secure the border through a forward-leaning border patrol, through surveillance technology, through mandatory e-verify, and other measures. So instead of having an old-fashioned wall at the border, which I don't think is really possible to do, and I think it's a mistake to do that, you need to address the underlying causes that are causing people to come over in a way that we don't want them to. If people want to come and work and support themselves, we've always had an open border for that kind of immigration in the past, and I'm enough of a libertarian that I would like to see that continue. However, that is not what is happening here. This is a deliberate open border to export jobs, to import workers, to take down our countries, not only in America, but in Europe. That's what we see happening. What Jeb Bush would do, rather than build a wall, is he would set up an electronic surveillance state. He would essentially put us under house arrest with an electronic a bracelet that we wear around the country. That's what E-Verify, a national ID card, and these other measures that the Republicans have suggested would do. It's essentially going to have you under house arrest, or maybe what we could say is White House arrest, because that's what we're going to turn this country into. It's going to be a full-on prison if we allow them to do that. And yet, when people speak out against this, like the French general, who used to be the head of the French Foreign Legion, when he speaks out against it in Calais, where the immigrants are so out of control, what do the French, what does the French government do? It arrests him. It arrests this 75-year-old man who can't even stand trial because of his health issues. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your phone calls in just a moment. Now, as we're looking at the debate this last Saturday, we've talked about this exchange back and forth between Chris Christie and Marco Rubio, and we all owe Chris Christie a debt of gratitude for exposing the robotic Marco Rubio, also the tactic that he uses. Typically, you see somebody prepared because they know that an opponent is going to come up with a particular talking point, so they have pre-prepared a response to it, a canned response, and those are okay sometimes. But the key thing about this exchange, it was different from all others, was that Marco Rubio did it to himself, and he couldn't stop doing it to himself. He could not stop himself from repeating that little 25-second soundbite. But when we look at Chris Christie, one of the things that he was saying was, look, I'm a governor. I'm here to solve people's problems. Is that really the purpose of government? I seem to remember Ronald Reagan saying government isn't the solution. Government is the problem. And in New Jersey, one of the biggest problems with the government is their gun laws. What has Chris Christie done about that? Well, of course, he supported assault weapon bans when he was running for office. He supported a lot of gun control measures. I don't know that he's done anything to try to pull that back or to offer any clemency to people. I think we also need to look at what's happening in Ohio under another candidate, Governor Kasich, a sitting governor in Ohio, just as Chris Christie is governor in New Jersey. Here's a situation where Ohio homeschoolers are facing criminal charges because of missing paperwork. This is a WND story pointing out that authorities in Ohio have filed criminal charges against homeschool parents of two different families. They'll have trials later this month. This could result in massive fines and jail time if convicted. And why? Because they missed paperwork deadlines. The parents are facing accusations of, quote, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, unquote. They didn't have their paperwork filed appropriately or on time. They're being defended by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. And if you're a homeschooler, you need to get involved with these people. They will protect you from this kind of bureaucratic abuse. The governor of Ohio evidently won't. And this is what they point out in their explanation. They say both families were somewhat new to homeschooling in Ohio. One family filed a notice of intent when they began homeschooling last year, but they didn't know they had to file another notice for this school year. The other family filed their annual notice of intent, but they did not submit an educational assessment with their notice because they had not yet completed it and had been told by their school district there wasn't any deadline for submitting the assessment. Then the HSLDA goes on and says, even though both families continued to educate their children, their school districts decided then to treat the children as truants. They say, unfortunately, cases like this are happening in Ohio every few years. And they point out that contributing to the delinquency of a minor is usually used for parents who are abusing the system by aiding or abetting their child in the commission of a crime or a serious offense, like obtaining a firearm, for example. And here's the key. If these parents who simply did not understand some of the paperwork requirements, didn't fill it out on time, get it in time, if they are found guilty of this, they will face a situation of $1,000 in fines and up to 6 months in jail for each day that a child is truant. That is a separate offense. So for each day and for each child, they could get up to $1,000 in fines and 6 months in jail. Does that sound ridiculous? How about the EPA coming after that welder in Montana who had 8 acres and built a stock pond and swimming pool within his 8 acres, not going outside of the property, cleared it with state and local officials, but the EPA came in and said, we own all the water in the world, and because you didn't get our permission and we won't give it, we're going to fine you $37,500 a day. That's what they did. So excessive fines that are prohibited under the Constitution are happening all the time by our government. So when you look at this, when you look at this atrocity in Ohio, when you look at the atrocities of the gun laws in New Jersey, you have to ask yourself, where are these governors who think that they are solving our problems? These governors are the problems in these various states. Let's go to our callers right now. Let's go to Forrest in Colorado. Go ahead, Forrest.
Yes, sir. I've been a long-time listener and first-time caller, and I actually wanted to make a comment. I work in the pipeline industry. Are you there?
Yes, yes. Which industry do you work in?
I work in the pipeline industry.
Pipeline industry. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And as far as, like, the eminent domain goes, I've worked on construction projects, and, you know, majority of times I haven't seen people get, in fact at all, get pushed off their property, and they don't actually push them off their property. They just buy the rights to go out onto the land to access the pipeline. I mean, it's been a good industry that supported my family, and I haven't seen anything, corrupt as far as that goes.
Well, what's happening with the Keystone Pipeline, and it was reported by multiple outlets that people who had had farms in many cases over 100 years in their family were being told that their property was going to be taken. Now, what happened is the Keystone Pipeline was not signed through by Obama. It was interesting that Hillary Clinton's State Department was the main organization that was pushing the Keystone Pipeline, but it has not gone through. Now, all the Republicans have been on top of the Keystone Pipeline, and I think it's interesting that they have voted this up over 10 times. The Republicans have voted for the Keystone Pipeline, and it's been vetoed that many times by Obama. But they would ignore things like Obamacare. They would ignore things that they had been elected to do, and they would continue to vote over and over again for the Keystone Pipeline. But let me ask you, if somebody did not want to turn their property over in general, do you think that a private corporation, especially a foreign corporation, should be able to force them off that property?
I mean, my experience, you know, I've worked all over this nation, and, you know, as we're laying lines, as we go through and do preliminaries and stuff, if there's a possibility of going through someone's property who doesn't want the pipeline there, a lot of times they reroute around. We do a lot of other stuff to not necessarily, you know, get into their rights, their own property rights.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would agree with that even for public use. That's why I would like to see it tackled at the state level, basically nullifying that. Typically, these things are happening with state and local government, and I think that's really where it should be addressed. This became a national issue because of the Keystone Pipeline and because of the situations that had happened with Donald Trump trying to take property at a local level for use in Atlantic City for his parking lot that he wanted to build, decided later not to build the parking lot. But that brought it up as a campaign issue for Donald Trump. And, of course, the Supreme Court weighed in on that issue with somebody else in Connecticut. So that is what we're talking about, is the private use of property for another corporation and whether or not there ought to be different levels for people who are well-connected and powerful, if they ought to have special property rights that the rest of us don't have. I would agree with you. I think that if somebody has a pipeline that they want to run through and people agree that they want to do that, I would certainly sell them the rights to come through my property, I would think. But if they want to take the entire property, not give me a choice in doing that, I would oppose that. And I agree with you. I think they should be able to route this around somebody's property, just as in China, they build the roads around somebody's house if the people who own the property do not want to sell that property. I think that's the real key. If we don't, here's the bottom line. If we don't have private property, we are the property. You understand? That's a fundamental right that separates you from being a slave, the ability to own property. And it goes even beyond eminent domain. It goes to the fact that I think we ought to start looking at repealing property taxes, because that is a long-term rental situation. You're having to pay rent to the government for as long as you're there. And they try to give abatement to people as they retire, as they get onto a fixed income. But still, it typically forces people out of their homes as they are older because they cannot afford the property taxes. The property taxes are going to continue to go up as we see inflation, and property taxes are going to skyrocket if we don't do something about controlling the borders. If we have open borders and everyone in the world is allowed to come here and get a free education all the way up through college, as Hillary and Bernie Sanders want to do, then basically you're not going to be able to afford to live in any home. You're going to be pushed out of that just for the property taxes alone. Thank you, Forrest. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'm calling about Jeb, open borders Jeb, and I'm just saying no. And I'm saying yes to Donald Trump and, of course, our great Governor Abbott. As it turns out, my absentee ballot has been denied to me. I'm disabled. I had an absentee ballot, and then they just quit sending them to me. And I'm having a real hard time finding out who to call, how to get back on the list, because I'm a lifelong political activist, and it really disturbs me to not be able to vote.
I understand. Crucial. Well, you know what? What's interesting, you mentioned Governor Abbott. I think it was interesting that he was joined by Henry Cuellar, who was a Democrat congressman, talking about their concerns about the border. I heard this reported on NPR, and they were talking to the Democrat and said, well, you know, it's actually declined from last month to this month. And he goes, no. If you look at it for a four-month period this year versus last year, it's up 170%. And he said, so why is it that our Border Patrol is being reduced by 50%. We don't understand what's going on. I got to tell you, I was gone the last 2 days last week. I went down to Big Bend. I've never been there before, down at southern Texas. It's a large national park right at the border. As we were walking through the park, we saw people that were from Mexico bringing their goods to sell just over the border, just walking over that very narrow, very shallow river that's there, the Rio Grande, that's running through that particular part. They would bring over little trinkets, and they would put them there on an honor system, saying, if you want to buy this jewelry, you can leave some cash here. As we continued to walk along the Rio Grande, there was a Mexican on the other side singing music to us, and he had his tip jar on the American side. They're going back and forth, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, there's no way you're going to build a wall here. But, of course, there weren't any Border Patrol agents that were there. Where we saw Border Patrol, interestingly enough, was after we got out of this vast park. We went 40 miles north of the park, and there is a permanent Border Patrol station there. And we had to stop, and they asked us if we're American citizens. And we said, yeah. And I said, are we at the border? And she said, no. And I said, well, you're doing a great job of patrolling the border, aren't you? It's absolutely absurd. This is nothing but theater. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to use all of these border control methods against us. Whether it's going to be E-Verify, national ID cards that Jeb Bush and the rest of the Republicans are supporting, that's going to be used against American citizens, just like we see the security theater at the airports, just like we see the security theater by the Border Patrol setting up these permanent stations 100 miles into the country, asking people if you're a citizen or not. That's all they do, and then they let you go. It's absolute nonsense. They're totally absent from the border. They're not doing anything at all to control the border. And when we look at this, thank you, Ronnie. I want to talk a little bit about what Richard Reeves report when he talked to Marco Rubio. Because when he talked to Marco Rubio about TPP, and I think this is a key issue, because I think this is one of the few issues that only Donald Trump is on the right side of this. I think it's one of the major issues that is before us at this point in time, because this is about our national sovereignty, as Richard Reed pointed out about this. Now, when he talked to Marco Rubio, Rubio said, I'm a supporter of free trade. And he said that in the context of the TPP. Let me explain to you, just as Ron Paul said years ago when they did NAFTA, and it was 1,000 pages then, he said, you don't need 1,000 pages to have free trade. You just say, we're going to have free trade. If you have 1,000 pages, and now we've got 5,000 pages, Rubio admitted that. He said he wasn't going to read it. He was going to wait and listen to what the ITC, the International Trade Commission, told him, very much like what you hear Ben Carson say all the time. When anybody asks Ben Carson a question about policy, he dodges it and says, well, I'm going to ask the experts what they say, and then I'm going to go with their recommendations. So that's essentially what Marco the robot said. He said, I'm going to wait for the bureaucracy, the ITC, to tell me if this is a good deal or not. I'm not going to read it. It's 5,000 pages. I can't read it. So I'm going to rely on their judgment, and then I'll decide on whether or not I'm going to vote for it. He's not talking about free trade. When you've got 5,000 pages, that's managed trade. You understand the difference? It's not free trade. It's managed trade. And the trade is being managed by a multinational commission. Once this commission is set up and established, as Senator Sessions pointed out, he's one of the only senators who actually took the time to look at the agreement, unlike Marco Rubio and the rest of them. When he looked at it, he said, this is setting up essentially a living agreement. In other words, it's not going to be a concrete agreement. When you vote for these 5,000 pages of managed trade, managed by these multinational corporations who created it in secret with their lobbyists, once you vote on that, that's not what you're going to get. It creates a multinational commission. That commission will be able to change that agreement at will. And what they will be doing is they'll be managing your economy. They'll be managing your economy by adjusting the tariffs going in and out on this property or on that type of a product. That is what we're signing up for. So when Trey Gowdy, who had endorsed Marco Rubio, and Richard Reeves goes to him and asks him about that, and he says, well, look, you know, he didn't vote for the TPP. He voted for the Trade Promotion Authorization. Well, that's a problem right there. Because under our Constitution, a treaty, and this is a treaty, whether you call it a partnership agreement, whether you call it a trade agreement, It is a treaty. An understanding about economic issues between several nations is a treaty. And they're even talking about how they're not going, even though they're having the signing, they had the signing last week, they're not going to ratify it for some time. It is a treaty. But the Senate and the Congress, people like Marco Rubio and Trey Gowdy, voted to ignore the constitutional requirements. They voted to allow this treaty that was created by corporate lobbyists in secret. They allowed this to have a straight up and down vote over a short period of time without any amendments, without any kind of debate on the floor about this. That is the issue. They are exporting jobs and they're importing workers with the open borders. We've got this article from the Drudge Report. Ford is going to more than double its Mexican production capacity by 2018. This is what we see. We see jobs being exported as they are importing workers. And now I find it interesting that even Congress is trying to outsource their jobs. Congress, people like Trey Gowdy and Marco Rubio are outsourcing their job to a foreign multinational commission that will be unanswerable to us, that will be sitting there managing our trade going back and forth. And this, I think, is a very strong point for Donald Trump. There was an article from Politico back on January the 20th. Trump's 19th century foreign policy. Now, this is written by a guy from the Brookings Institute. He disagrees with Donald Trump, but he makes the point that Trump has held the viewpoints that he's had here for a very long time. Even going back to 1987, he took out a $100,000 full-page ad in the New York Times to talk about how our trade policy was destroying our country. And not only that, but our agreements, our mutual defense agreements, how they were also destroying our country. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go back to our callers in just a moment. And I'm going to continue tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to continue to talk about Donald Trump's foreign policy. I think it's very interesting that he's held these views that he's putting out for over 30 years. They took out a $100,000 full-page ad in the New York Times to talk about how deeply unhappy he was with America's military alliances. He feels the U.S. is overcommitted around the world. He feels America is disadvantaged by the global economy. That's very true. He's saying exactly the same thing. I find it very interesting that this person from the Brookings Institute, who disagrees with Trump on foreign policy, on trade policy, points out that he's been consistent for 30 years. He's been talking about this issue. And I think it's a very important issue. I don't think there's anybody who is effectively going to stop the TPP other than Donald Trump. And so we're going to talk about that in detail tonight. I want to get back to our phone calls, but before I do, real quickly, our sale on our new product, Anthroplex, is going to be ending on Wednesday. Right now we have a sale, 15% off if you get Anthroplex and Supermale Vitality together. You also get free shipping. And, of course, Anthroplex is a new product that's been designed to work synergistically with Supermale Vitality. Supermale Vitality, you can take that. It's in a liquid form. I take that every day. Supermale works synergistically, though, with Anthroplex, which is in a pill format, twice daily. These were created to help restore your masculine foundation to stimulate vitality with their own unique blend of ingredients. And again, you can get those two to work together in a sale that works together, 15% off, free shipping. That's through Wednesday alone. And that sale is going to end. That's our new product, Anthroplex. Let's go back to our callers here. We've been talking about eminent domain. Let's go to Barry in Arizona. Go ahead, Barry.
Hi, Dave. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I just want to let you know that I listen to you a lot, and I know you have a very analytical mind that tends to organize information very efficiently. So I want to give you some information about eminent domain, and I'll also touch on quickly, if I can, the civil asset forfeiture. Mm-hmm. But are you familiar with the term constitutional construction?
No, I'm not familiar with that term. Go ahead.
Okay. It's a legal term that means how you interpret a law. Okay, because the word construction comes from the word construe.
Right.
Okay, so the number one rule of constitutional construction is that you cannot interpret a provision of the Constitution to mean anything different than what the guy who wrote it meant when he wrote it.
So yeah, you're talking about an originalist view of the Constitution, which is to look at the original meaning of the words, to go back to the original definitions, whether we're talking about militia, whether we're talking about natural-born citizen, that type of thing. Go ahead.
Right. The founders intended it to be interpreted according to their original provisions, the way they wrote them. So the term eminent domain, if you go read the Constitution, does not appear anywhere in the Constitution. People point to the Fifth Amendment, so-called, and the public takings clause, and they call that the eminent domain provision. It's not.
Right.
If you look at every provision before the public takings clause, it has to do specifically with people that have been charged and or convicted of crime, and that public taking clause is no different. And this is a guarantee. I promise you this, okay? What it was meant to do was to keep governments from, you know, enacting and enforcing criminal legislation so that they could enrich themselves by charging someone, punishing them, and then taking their property and selling it for their own benefit. Or
kind of like we see the federal government doing all the time with civil asset forfeiture.
That's
the key thing, is that we need to understand and we need to drill this in. Thank you. I'll take a look at that. That's a novel interpretation of that I've not considered before. But we need to understand that when it comes to things like the war on drugs, when it comes to gun prohibition, we see both liberals and conservatives will allow the government to do anything to stop what they hate. It's that fear that we need to step back from. We need to understand that the most important thing, the thing that government was created for, was to protect our individual liberties and the rule of law. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.